folks, last year you probably remember all this was going on here, all these photos. These were given to me, and it's just great to see some of these pictures again, how good the community was coming together when we all got told bit by bit how we're going to get all this high density. And you know, you can have a look at them later if you like, but all these photos of the community coming together and standing up for our rights. Now, a lot of the problems I'm worried about is the new government proposals that Michael's going to talk about later. There's going to be possibly no, democratic right to object. And that's a real concern. You know, without people power, we didn't get here by getting up and saying something and doing something about it. And I don't care what other people say. If it wasn't for the community getting up, lobbying the council, lobbying Matthew Guy, bombarding him basically, Karen bombarded that guy like a B-29, and to Matthew Guy, he was sick of you, wasn't he? He really was, but you did a great job. It got somewhere, and with all that, the heights were brought down. Something was done about it. I guarantee you, if we said nothing, we'd have four-storey buildings down at number 55 Baronia Road. Nothing has happened there as yet. There's a lovely lady next door there with a disabled son. I met her. She was so stressed out last year. I'm just so glad nothing's happened there now because the developer pulled out because the heights were reduced. And people say you can't do nothing. Well, I'm sorry, that's one example. The other ones at 66, for example, are of grave concern. I don't know how we're going to go with that, but I would ask all the residents to get behind us, support us, because we might have to do a bit of a take around for money to get someone in the legal profession to try and defend us if possible. We'll go as far as we can, because that covenant was removed in a very sneaky way. In 2006, people were notified by the council of the intention of building a building behind for a sick relative, is what I heard, which was a big joke anyway. Everyone stood up and said, no, it got 130 objections. It was put to bed. See you later. Now, when that thing was removed in the dead of night with those eight people, I knew something was going on because one of the ladies who lives down near there, who was trying to sell her property last year, told a lady up the other end here, I knew about this 2 years ago. No one else knew about it. So the rumour's pretty rife that the properties down there that were notified had colluded and kept it very quiet. So that's open to be abused. And these were covenants that were put on here in the late 1940s, as everyone knows. My block's got a covenant. As a buyer into this area, when I first moved here, I was asked, they said there's a covenant on our property. I knew nothing about covenants. I said, what is it? I'd heard of caveats, but I'm not a covenant. I was a renter for 20-odd years. So you can't build another house here. I said, you're joking. I said, where do I sign? I just wanted to move in straight away because we had some protection against all the crap that we saw down at Bayswater. We moved from Devonish Road near there. It's all due occupancies. You can't get a park around there. It's like probably like Banbury Street is, you know? And we couldn't wait to get out of there. Now we come here, we're getting this crap here. And we were just really angry about it, you know, and I'm sure you residents are too. We didn't buy here to have city living thrust upon us. And this is what really irks me. And I look at Ferntree Gully and I drive through there and I see this monstrosity next to that service station and they want to build another one, if I'm correct, on where the service station is. What the hell's going on? Who the hell are these people? Why do we have to put up with it? Let's do something about it and do our very best about it. I'm so angry about it. Before 2010, I was just a resident, minding my own business, doing my gardens, living my life, keeping everyone's way. And because of this, it's just made me so bloody angry. And I've come all this way now to have a tilt at council and try and do something about it. That's how angry I am. And I don't have much money. I do it tough. I know it's like to get by on bugger all money. This election campaign's taught me that as well. And I'm just wild about it. I really am. And I just really hope that the other candidates, whoever gets in, has the same passion. And all I can say is looking at these photos, it's just so heartening to remember how hard myself and all the group members and all the community worked to fight against all this rubbish that's been going on. And it's just been a combined, wonderful effort. And the best thing about this whole negative aspect is meeting so many really nice people. And it's all come together, and I think it's just marvellous. But about the building problems, the Bayview Governor is going to be introducing or have intention of bringing in new policies and building legislation, which I think is quite concerning. And here tonight is Michael Buxton to give us an insight on this and what it could mean for us here in Baronia. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Michael Buxton up to have a talk.